Nerds!
Yes.
With Justin and Josh and Claire. Claire's on our show. That was a really good introduction, by the way.
It's a Trouble with Words. Episode number 93?
93? I thought it was 19.
Nope.
I didn't know you made that many.
No? Yeah, we make so many of these. It's insane.
Wasn't I in one of these?
Like, yeah, you were.
A year ago?
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Our most popular episode.
Is that true?
No, I just said it. Sorry.
Sorry.
I actually don't know what our most popular episode. It could be true. I don't know. We had almost 2 people listen to that one. It was through the roof. Yeah. Woohoo!
We always have at least 2 because you and I listen to it, right?
Yeah,
you
that's...
don't ever...
No, I listen to all of them. I listen to every single episode. Can you even imagine me choosing not to listen to our own podcast? I can't imagine that. We should probably tell people that we're doing this over Skype, and it's one of those episodes.
And we should also tell Claire that she needs to sit down and sit still because the microphone picks up every single noise.
Every single noise, Claire. Every time you move, it picks it up. It's insane.
Yeah. So when Jack goes,
it does.
Records it.
It's never done
I'm
that.
I'm sure. I can't.
But it could. It's possible.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's lots to talk about.
So the last time you were on,
we talked about the Lego Movie and the Lego Movie video game.
Yep, and we talked a little bit about My Little Pony.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Yeah.
Yep, but you don't watch that anymore, do you?
No.
You told us all about it, all the characters and everything.
We learned so much.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
What do you want to talk about? What are you watching these days?
Yeah, what are you into show wise?
I watch things like Good Luck Charlie, Lab Rats, Jesse.
What's Good Luck Charlie?
It's a show about a little girl. I think the show goes up till she's like 4, 5.
Okay. How old are you now? 8? No.
8.
Yeah, 8. Okay.
8.
I was right.
Almost
That's
9.
What I said. I nailed it. Was right on the money.
I'll be nine in May.
Nice. So
my friend Isabel's birthday is like Christmas Eve.
Oh, nice. Do you have a favorite show then? Is that your favorite? Is there one that you pick above all the rest that is just the best one?
My favorite show that I ever watched is Jesse.
What's that? Jesse?
Jesse.
Jesse. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
What's Jesse? I'm realizing pretty far from
Disney
my mic.
Shows. I can hear you okay.
Okay.
These are all Disney shows on Netflix. So you can watch any of them. But Jessie is about a girl.
Nanny who the kids like beg to have her as a nanny. And
okay.
It goes on for 4 seasons.
Is it still going on or is that all there is?
It's over.
It's over.
Yeah, because she went to Hollywood. Jack, no, no.
This is the noisiest episode we've ever had.
Yeah, no.
I feel like we're recording this in, I don't know, like a dog
Seriously.
Pound or like a...
None of the animals were moving around until we started recording, and now the dog is running back and forth on the hardwood, and the cats are jumping on my laptop.
I'm telling you, animals know. They know when it's time
like
to make...
I feel like they're mocking us.
It does feel that way. I agree.
It's like, what?
They're mocking us. Oh. Definitely does. So, I want to talk about something, but I want to get, like, in-depth about it. So, I don't know. Pick a subject, but let's, like, really, like, talk about it. Pick a show
books.
Where we could talk about all the characters and just really...
Books.
You want to talk about books?
A book I read once.
Okay,
what book?
Amulets.
What is it?
It's a graphic novel called Amulet.
A graphic novel?
Wait, no, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, okay. I was pretty excited about that.
You need to tell us what it is, because I've never heard of it.
Do you want me to bring it down?
Well, no, because it's an audio podcast.
Yeah, they can't see it. Thanks. The listeners.
It's about a girl who moves to her great-grandfather's house.
Okay.
Like, I can't remember what his name is.
That's okay.
And she finds...
an amulet? I'm guessing. I don't know.
Yes, an amulet!
Whoa!
And she also finds, like, I don't know what to call it, like a ghost or a monster.
Okay.
And, I can't really remember. Can I go and get it and read it?
No.
That would take too long.
And then exciting things happen, I guess. But you liked it, huh?
Yeah.
So does that mean it has, like, a lot of pictures, like a comic book? Is that what a graphic novel is?
Yep.
Nice. Okay. That's pretty cool.
A really long comic book.
Wow. Did you read the whole thing?
Yeah. I read it in one day.
Oh, maybe that's why you don't remember it. That's a lot to read in one day. I don't know if I
read it in August.
Okay, so that's months ago. Months. It's been months. Is there something...
This is our...
You guys watched together? Yeah, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, this is our December 1st episode.
No, tomorrow's December 1st.
Yeah, but that's when the episode comes out. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're recording this the day before it comes out. Don't tell anyone. But yes, this is our December 1st episode.
Yeah. I was just going to ask how your Thanksgiving was.
Oh, it was good. I had a really good Thanksgiving. Yeah. I had a lot of food, maybe too much food even. I'm still recovering from all the food I ate. But
As one does.
But it was good. It was a family affair, and I had a lot of fun. What about you? What did you do for Thanksgiving, both of you?
We went to my Mimi's house.
Oh, nice. Okay. Did you have all the normal, like, turkey and mashed potatoes and...
Roast beef.
Twinkies.
Twinkies?
Yeah, big plate of Twinkies. We have that every year. Is that not normal?
No, but my mom made something that kind of reminded me of a Twinkie.
Really?
That's true.
What was that?
It was like a chocolate cake that you roll up, put frosting in it. My mom said...
It was like a giant Swiss roll.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. She said it looked like a garden slug.
Oh.
Yeah, it kind of deflated a little bit.
It was a way to sell it.
Yeah, it was pretty flat. And it was really good, though.
Did it taste like a garden slug?
No.
No?
No.
Well, not the ones I've tasted.
So, sorry, you were saying.
I also made with my Mimi a pumpkin pie.
Oh, nice.
But I don't really like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I don't either. But I made one once, and it was a lot of fun making it, I thought. Yeah. Even though I don't like the way they taste so much.
I made a pound cake the other day with my Mimi.
Wow.
Because she was going to have people over, I think today, maybe yesterday. And
did you get to have any of it? Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, good. She
made it in a small bowl for me.
Nice. Okay. Good, good, good.
Because she was having company. But I wish we could put frosting on it. And she let me taste the batter a lot.
That's my favorite part.
Yep.
If I'm being honest.
And the taste tester, the famous taste tester.
Just make sure everyone else is safe. You try it first. Yep. Yeah. I was that in my family too.
Hey Dad, can I go show him the wreath?
You can show him after.
Dang it. We're
recording an episode that nobody can see.
Yeah, nobody will be able to see it.
They can only hear.
Good point.
Yeah. So, Justin.
Yes.
I want you to pick something to talk about that maybe you both watch that is interesting as a show with maybe a lot of lore, I'm hoping.
I don't know that much about it.
We did watch a lot of Girl Meets World together.
Now, I've heard of Boy Meets World.
Yeah, there's a new show after it called Girl Meets World.
Yeah, it's you know, most of the same cast, Corey and Topanga.
Yeah, they're the parents.
And it's about, about their...
Now they're the adults, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And Corey teaches her class, and there's a lot of, you know, talking about Mr. Feeney. And I think he even shows up in an episode, doesn't he?
Yeah. Feeney. And the one where they make the time capsule.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's, you know, it's kind of fun. I mean, it's, I think sometimes it gets a little too heavy-handed with the emotional moments.
Is every episode a very special episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
But it's really funny, and it's nice to see, you know, some of those characters, and when, you know, Sean comes on and he and Corey are just like they always were. I always liked that show when I was a kid.
Yeah, in the Christmas episode, Corey puts an ornament of him and Sean right on top of them, Corey and Topanga's wedding picture.
Oh, that's nice. So, did you watch Boy Meets World too, Claire? Did you watch
much of that? I watched a little of it with Dad.
We started to. I bought the DVD box set of the entire series for like $30. Oh, nice. So we started watching it, and it's definitely the first couple of episodes are kind of rough to get through, but I'm hoping that it'll pick up because I remember loving it.
Yeah, I think it's probably, my feeling is it's one of those shows that gets really good, like, later, and starts off just finding itself. You know, sometimes shows have to figure out what they're doing, and then they get really, really good. I think it's probably one of those.
Well, it's like a trouble with words.
Yeah.
The first couple of episodes.
We've almost got this figured out. We're really close. I think 100 episodes, and we might get it.
I was going to say another 50 or so, and we'll have it down.
We'll be so good then. That's when you should start listening. Oh, I mean, no, that's not right. Start now. You want to be there for the transition. Get on the ground floor.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, so I have a question for you both.
Yeah.
This is more for Claire, though, but I really want to know. What are your thoughts about this election? Do you have any candidates that you preferred, like Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump? Do you know who they are? Do you know about that? Is that something you followed at all?
I didn't like either of them.
No? Can I ask why? Are you happy with the way it ended? I think that sums up. I think that sums up a lot of people's feelings.
That's the summation of 2016.
Yeah, right there. I feel pretty about 2016. I can't wait for next year though. That's gonna be my year.
Yeah, 2017. I mean, so many things to look forward to. Chief among them, a new Star Trek series.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Have you ever watched Star Trek, Claire?
No.
No? You should.
I slept through a movie of Star Wars, though.
That's something you should keep quiet.
Last time Diane was out of town she went to visit her sister in New Jersey. And I thought it would be a fun thing for Claire and I to watch Star Wars together, the first one, A New Hope.
So not so much.
She made it up about halfway.
Oh, I'm impressed. Not even quite halfway. That's impressive.
And then fell asleep. And so it's one of those things I keep meaning to try again. But
well, how long ago was that?
7 or 8 months, maybe.
I mean, I feel like you have to be a little bit older to be able to watch Star Wars. Because it was kind of boring, right?
I think I was.
Eh. Five I got or six. Kind of excited in the I don't know. I got excited in some parts, but then it was like, I want to fall asleep now.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see how that would be true.
I remember watching it in the first grade, and I remember specifically the monster in the garbage compactor.
Oh, sure, sure. Classic.
And, yeah.
Did it scare you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, did not care for it. Which is funny now because it's pretty ridiculous looking.
The keyboard.
Your cat was just across the keyboard. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Filled the whole screen. We were getting so many sounds in this.
Yeah, you really need to sit still.
I don't know how.
Such a fair answer, I think. I get it. I'm just saying. No, I'm just pointing out that it's happening. It's okay.
We did just go see
a new movie.
Fantastic Ooh. Beasts.
And where to find them.
That's like a Harry Potter movie, right?
Yep.
So how was
it? It's a prequel?
A prequel, yeah.
Yeah. What does that mean? What does a prequel mean? What is a prequel?
But it talked a lot about Hogwarts.
Nice. Nicely done.
A little bit. You don't remember what a prequel is?
Nope.
It just means that it happened before the other movies. Like, in the timeline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and there was a book in the second movie. They needed for the year.
Did you read the books?
Dad read two of them to me.
Oh, cool.
We're about halfway through
the third book.
Okay.
So she's seen the first movie, but we haven't watched the second one yet.
Okay.
And one of the books was called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It was about the guy who wrote it, Newt something.
Newt Scamander.
That's a good name. Newt Scamander. I wish that was my name.
Yeah. Newt Scamander. Played by Eddie
Sounds
Redmayne,
like Newt Salamander.
Who was fantastic.
I love him.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of him.
Beginning to. I'd really only ever seen him, we watched Jupiter Ascending. Not that long ago.
Yeah, he's so bad in that. What did you say? Well, you had a really good description for him in that movie.
I don't remember.
It was just something about him chewing scenery and how there was I guess you were just surprised there was any left. It took.
Yeah.
Man, he just really.
Yeah. Committed. But I mean, I think that's what they were going for.
Oh, sure. Really. Oh, no. It's not a reflection of him as an actor. I mean, that movie was was a bunch of scenery chewing kind of scenes. Yeah. It was funny.
But yeah, I really liked Fantastic Beasts. I thought he was great. The other guy, I don't know any of the actors or actresses apart from him.
And, you know, it's funny. I don't know the actor's name, but I just watched Balls of Fury. Have you heard of that? It's like an old comedy about ping pong. It's really not good.
Is Christopher Walken in that?
Yes. Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's the bad guy. Yeah. And anyway, the lead in that is the other guy in Fantastic Beasts. So it's really funny because that's an old movie and I just watched it. And then the next day I saw an ad for Fantastic Beasts and realized, oh, that guy's still acting. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So good for him.
Yeah, he was great. I really enjoyed his character.
Nice. Okay.
I read an article today about the kind of characterization of the male characters in the movie and how progressive it is in terms of, like, you know, they're both kind of normal guys with feelings, and like nobody's immediate reaction is to go beat somebody up. Like it was an interesting article. I enjoyed it.
A good reflection of guys that they don't have to be these macho people that go and just fight everything, and you know, that's not what real guys are like. So at least it doesn't have to be. I like that. That's good.
Yeah. And in the same article they mentioned they're going to do three more of these movies. I did not know that.
Yeah, there's going to be four. That sounds like stretching out something that they don't have. But I get it. I mean, whatever, we'll make money. And if they're good, if that one felt like a full movie, I'm all for it, I guess. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Great. So how were the special effects, Claire? Like, how did the monsters look and the creatures and stuff? And did everything look cool?
Yeah. One of the creatures was, like, stealing candy for this big serpent snake thing. And it looked like a little Yeti with cute little yellow eyes. And it was, like, it looked like the size of the...
There's nothing in our house that's going to tell you how big that is.
About that sloth stuffed animal.
Yeah, again, audio only.
Yeah, they don't have any idea what your sloth stuffed animal looks like.
It was real big.
Oh, real big.
Yeah, it was cute. And one of the creatures was, it looked like... It looked like a little camel, but without the humps, and it was blue, with really big eyes. Remember those? Mm-hmm. Kind of little birds, camel things.
This is interesting, I think. I think these were interesting descriptions of these animals. These weird-looking animals.
Truly fantastic.
They sound like fantastic beasts.
Yeah. And one of the other animals is... Oh. A weasel.
Well.
That stole, he went and stole from a bank because I guess he liked really shiny things.
I feel like there's a lot of creatures stealing things.
Yeah. He's kind of it reminded me a little bit of a platypus crossed with a
weasel.
Mole or something.
Oh, I was thinking of mole, not weasel.
Oh.
But he was, he's the first fantastic beast that you meet and, he was definitely super cute, and everybody in the theater was oohing and aahing.
You know, I've never watched. I haven't finished all the Harry Potter movies. I still haven't seen the last two.
Me either.
I don't need to. I realize to watch this because it is a prequel. So maybe I will. Maybe I'll watch it. We should do an episode on it later after I do.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. I also wanted to take a little bit of time and talk about Destiny, which is maybe weird because we have Claire on the episode, and I don't think she could care less about a video game that her dad plays all the time.
Yeah, I'd probably just, if you guys were going to talk about that, I'd probably just go, it's boring.
Oh, that's so funny. I really appreciate it. No, thank you for being honest. I'm serious. I don't want to say a lot. I just want to say this. You don't have to go, Claire. Don't go. I just wanted to add this, that I feel like it's been becoming a really... kind of a letdown, and I don't like it as much as I used to. And a lot of that was because of this last event they did. I just thought it was a big push to sell things. this Festival of the Lost, and I'm just not a fan. So I didn't know what you thought, but we talked about it a couple episodes ago. I mean, there's nothing new to talk about, really. I just wanted
I thought you were going to say it's been disappointing because I haven't been playing as much lately.
Well, you know what? Maybe the reason I don't like it as much is because I'm playing all alone. You and Jamie haven't really been playing either, so it's kind of been just me, which is so sad. So yeah. Maybe that's why.
No, I feel the same way. I feel like it just wasn't as good. I mean, I still like it, and I'll keep playing it, but.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's going to end up costing a lot. But that's all. I just really wanted to say that. We'll see. We'll see. Destiny 2, right? Soon there'll be information of that. That'll be fun. So, Claire, let me ask you a video game question. Are you playing any video games on a tablet or phone or anything?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Okay.
A couple games I like are Slither.io.
What's that?
It's a snake game where you've got to collect these dots. It's really addicting.
Don't show that to Dad.
It's like it's massively multiplayer. Snake.
Yeah, it's online.
Like the classic snake game where you
also Minecraft. That's my all time favorite game.
Oh, I love Minecraft. Do you like building things? Is that your favorite part or?
Yep.
Nice. Oh man, what have you built? What are some things you've built in Minecraft?
I built a city.
A whole city.
She did.
It's a city built on rock and roll is structurally unsound. No.
It has a hospital, a mall, a water slide.
A mall? These sound insanely big to me. Is it impressive as it sounds?
It's super impressive.
I have an office building.
What? Wow.
I have a statue. It's kind of like the Statue of Liberty, but less realistic. Okay. And you can go inside it. It's like when Isabel comes to my world. It's like her hangout if she gets bored when I'm building stuff.
Wow.
She plays in there.
I thought you were going to say, like, I built a house or I built, like, a hill or something. But you're like, you straight up built giant, giant things. I'm blown away. I don't understand.
How many different Minecraft worlds do you have right now?
19. Isabel has 77.
And you have something going in each one of the 19?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cause there's also this app that I'm playing. It's like an architect game where you design houses.
Okay.
It's not really a game. It's like an architect app. Like for
it doesn't for build the house
architect?
For designing like it's house a game. Layouts. Didn't look like a game.
It's a game.
Do you get points?
It doesn't.
Can you win?
It doesn't. No. It doesn't require any skill at all whatsoever.
So it's like for people maybe that are going to build a house and don't have any architecture skill, but they want to design it. So they have a simple way to do it. That's cool. So you build houses, kind of? You design them?
I have a daycare. I designed my Mimi a house because she was really frustrated when I did it wrong.
When you did it wrong,
she was.
What does that mean?
She wanted like the kitchen. I think it was something with the kitchen. Don't tell her I said that.
No. And unless she's listening, she'll never find out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she won't go to this website.
Yeah, me too. I'm pretty sure it's the same. Well, I feel like you might have a career in being a person that builds things, I feel like. Between Minecraft and that.
My mom said I should be an architect.
Yeah, I think maybe you should.
I also have Minecraft on my tablet, because the iPad I usually build stuff on. But on the tablet, I have like a lab and...
A lab?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
A lab.
Like a... I don't understand. Like a science
lab?
Like a...
Yes. Okay. Yes. It says Claire's Lab right up there.
That's cool.
Up on top of it.
What can you do with that?
Alexa just
did something. I saw her.
Alexa just did something?
Something, one of us just said something, I think.
And she went, hmm.
And she thought we were talking to her.
Oh.
Can you hear this? Alexa, tell me a joke.
Why don't zombies eat appetizers? Because they always go straight to the main course.
Did you hear it?
I don't get it, though.
I don't get it either.
Why don't zombies...
They also call the main corpse.
Oh, corpse.
Oh!
I didn't even hear the joke. Claire gets it. She explained it to us. Thanks, Claire. High five.
Oh, one of the jokes she told us was, Mama Tomato, was going up the hill. Baby Tomato, was far behind. Mama Tomato said, catch up.
Yeah. You get it, Justin?
Did she step on him first?
Whoa! It's a baby tomato! You're a monster!
But it has to be mushed in order to be ketchup.
That's not how you make ketchup.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Alexa, tell me a joke.
I had a really great boomerang joke. It'll come back to me.
Oh. Alexa tells dad jokes.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does.
Wait. Alexa, tell me a dad joke.
Get it? Punchline?
And then you proceeded to punch the air. It was pretty great for those who can't see it.
I think we should have Alexa tell us jokes and then have Claire explain them.
For the next
few minutes.
Yeah.
Next joke. I don't understand the question
I heard. That was not a question.
Alexa, tell me a joke.
What did the hat say to the scarf? You hang around here, and I'll go on ahead.
Explain it. I don't get it.
You hang around. It hangs around your neck.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead.
I'll go on ahead.
I'll go on ahead.
It's like that means they'll move
it. Cats go on ahead.
Oh, literally. I see.
All right, one more. Alexa, tell me a joke.
What's the best Christmas present in the world? A broken drum. It just can't beat it. Now go on ahead.
Get it?
No.
A broken drum, you just can't beat it.
Because it's broken, so you can't beat it anymore. Pretty good.
Can't beat it.
These are pretty good jokes. Claire explaining them is my favorite part, though.
Yeah. I like to ask her for a joke on my way out the door in the morning.
She also plays songs.
Does she ever say, like, your life, or going to work, or...
Wait, listen to this. Alexa, where are you? She said, I'm here and my head is in the clouds.
Ruby.
Do you get that joke?
No. That wasn't a joke.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Kinda.
I said, Alexa, where are you?
Yeah. Because she...
It's a joke. She made a joke.
Ruby!
I thought Alexa was a dog for a moment. Ruby. I just want to say that.
I'll be right back.
Wait, where are you going?
I think we're fizzling out here. Feels like a, feels like a natural end to this episode.
Yeah, well, we're at the 28-minute mark, so I guess...
I feel pretty good calling that. Claire, I just want to say to Claire, real quick, Claire, thank you so much for being on the episode. It was great. Really.
You could be sniffing my butt.
and that's how we end every episode. So perfect. All right, Claire, will you say the end of the episode thing like you started it?
What's the end?
Make it up. Whatever you want.
The end.
I like it. Bye, everyone. That was good.
You said make it up.
No, it's perfect. I really did like it.
Bye.
So, bye. Thank you so much.
Just say some things in his accent. It's fun.
Do I have to?